Saudi Arabia, seemingly distancing itself from the Biden administration, has taken a bold step by hosting a summit focused on creating a Palestinian state. This move comes as the kingdom intensifies its criticism of Israel's military actions in Gaza. The summit, held in Riyadh, brought together leaders from several Arab and Muslim nations, including Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey. Notably absent were representatives from Israel and the United States. The gathering aimed to formulate a unified stance on the ongoing conflict and to push for the establishment of a Palestinian state. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, in his opening remarks, emphasized the urgency of ending the conflict in Gaza and called for immediate humanitarian aid to reach the Palestinian people. He also stressed the importance of reviving the peace process to achieve a two-state solution. This summit marks a significant shift in Saudi Arabia's approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Previously, the kingdom had been moving towards normalizing relations with Israel, a process encouraged by the United States. However, the recent escalation of violence in Gaza has prompted Saudi Arabia to reassess its position. The Saudi government has been increasingly vocal in its criticism of Israel's military operations in Gaza, which have resulted in thousands of Palestinian casualties. This stance aligns with public sentiment in Saudi Arabia and other Arab nations, where there is widespread support for the Palestinian cause. The summit's focus on creating a Palestinian state puts Saudi Arabia at odds with the current Israeli government, which has been resistant to the idea. It also challenges the Biden administration's approach to Middle East diplomacy, which has prioritized normalizing relations between Israel and Arab states. The absence of U.S. officials at the summit is particularly noteworthy, given the traditionally close relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States. This development suggests a growing rift between the two allies over the handling of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As the summit concludes, it remains to be seen how its resolutions will impact regional dynamics and international efforts to resolve the conflict. What is clear, however, is that Saudi Arabia is asserting a more independent foreign policy stance, potentially reshaping alliances and diplomatic strategies in the Middle East. The kingdom's initiative to host this summit demonstrates its desire to play a leading role in regional affairs and to address the long-standing Palestinian issue. This move could have far-reaching implications for peace efforts in the region and for Saudi Arabia's relationships with both Israel and the United States.